Boots, pair of boots.
Yes.
Sweater.
Yes.
T-shirts, but three.
Yes.
Gym shoes.
Yes.
Tracksuit.
Yes.
Socks.
Yes.
Spark of wheels.
Yes.
Beanie hat, it's come flash off your head.
Yes.
As long as you like to get out of the fenders, field dressing area, the tails area. Trousers by two.
Yes.
Smock by one, that's a jacket.
Yes.
Shorts by two.
Yes.
Bags, clothing.
Yes.
We've got the earlier policy, earlier policy, earlier mug, terminal mug.
Yes.
Right, zip it all up.
Do you understand that as a member of the Permanent Defence Forces, you will be subject to military law at all times?
Yes.
How much do you want it?
More than anything. You'll see when I've passed. Come and see me on the day that I've passed and you'll see how much I wanted.
Do you consent to enlist for general service?
Seatbelt, helmet, rifle, get down to the room with all the rifles in it. Get a fucking move on. Hurry up! Hurry up! Move! Hurry up! Get that hat off your head, Morgan.
That's what I'm a member of.
Permanent Defence Force.
Permanent Defence Force.
I will not join.
I will not join.
Or be a member of.
Or be a member of.
Or subscribe to.
Or subscribe to.
Any political organisation.
Any political organisation.
Or society.
Or society.
Or any secret society whatsoever.
Or any secret.
Secret society.
Secret. I can't say that word, sir.
Yeah. Secret society whatsoever.
Whatsoever.
How's the team go? Bravo, team Nubu. Bravo, team Nubu. Stay low. Stay fucking low.
Sir. You happy enough? I'll read it out again, you know. For the term of 12 years, comprising of 5 years in the Permanent Defence Forces, and 7 years in the Reserve Defence Force.
Yes, sir.
Times when you think, oh shit, what the hell am I doing here? But then you just go, nah, this is what I want to do, it's not bad. Sometimes when you're just cold and hungry and tired, you just don't want to be here, like it's just natural. No one would want to be here and land there like that.
Right, this is an oath, a declaration, okay? So I want you to stand up, take the Bible in your right hand as so, and repeat after me, please. I, Daniel Keane. Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will be faithful to Ireland.
That I will be faithful to Ireland.
And loyal to the Constitution.
There's nothing really you can do if they want to leave. It's down to them. It's their choice. The army isn't for them, as we all look upon it.
I will obey.
But yeah, it can be tough sometimes when like you have a good buddy who just like says, "Ah, it's not for me. I have to go and leaves." Then.
I, Bernard Bracken. Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
I, Martin Hamilton.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
I, Kevin Lappin.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will be faithful to Ireland.
That I will be faithful to Ireland.
I don't know. Like, you know what I mean? It's hard going. It's only going to get harder, you know?
I will obey all lawful orders.
Issued to me by my superior officers.
I'm here to, I'm making a radio documentary on the recruit platoon.
Where's it going now? On RTE, is it?
Yeah, RTE.
When's it going out?
Not till January.
So we edited, no doubt.
Yeah.
Do you know the officer's mess?
I do, yeah. That's where I'm meeting. Yeah.
No,
okay. Thanks a lot.
No,
see you next week.
In 16 weeks' time, you will be physically fit. You will be disciplined. You will possess all the basic military skills which you will require to bring you on to carry out and complete your 3-star training. And the last thing which we demand of you is teamwork. Troops, understand this. You will not get through this course alone. You will not get through this course without teamwork. You've been broken up into sections and you are the 75th Recruit Platoon. You must start to think like that. Start to think in sections. Start to think
one,
as a platoon.
1, 2, 3, 4.
1, 2, 3.
Show some aggression.
1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Name is Bernard Bracken. I'm from Tullamore, County Offaly. I decided to join the army about a year and a half ago. it's going to be tough, you know. I don't expect it to be now. You know, that's the life of a soldier, you know. You put your hand up and you swear on the Bible that you, this is what you want to do and you want to be a part of it, you know. So if you think long and hard enough about it, you'll know whether you want to do it or not.
My name's Martin Hamilton, and I'm from Swords, and I'm 20 years old.
And have you always wanted to join the army?
I did when I was younger. I don't know, like, you know what I mean? It's hard going. It's only going to get harder, you know?
How's it hard?
Just trying is physically hard, and then, like, people on your back and all the time to get stuff clean and all. It's physically hard and mentally hard as well, like, you know, so it's...
Right, my name's Kevin Lappin, I'm 20 years old. I'm from Northern Ireland in Armagh. I lived in England for 10 years. I moved back 2 years ago. I always wanted to join the army since I was little. So the first chance I got, as soon as I turned 18, I moved back to England and decided I settled down, moved back to Ireland and I settled down and then decided to join the Irish Army. When I moved to England, I had a real Irish accent and then I found it pretty hard living over there. But then as I got older, I lost my accent and then I found it easier. But then with English people, like, they're all right to you until they find out you're Irish and then the jokes and all that kind of stuff starts. And so I wasn't really into it. So the first chance as soon as I turned 18, like, I got the boat straight over here, so... Yeah, like, people, I ain't got nothing against English people, but they're ignorant. Like, you know, like, English people think if you're not English, you're not right, you know, that way. So.
My name is Mark Lisser, I'm 20 years of age, and I'm from Bray, County Wicklow. Well, my parents, they weren't happy, like, initially when I said it to them, but I talked to them for a while, and they said, well, it's whatever you want to do, and basically they supported me after that, but I don't think anyone's parents would be extremely happy if their son or daughter said that they wanted to join the army, particularly if they weren't in it, which they weren't. I'm the first person in my family to go into the military.
What were you doing before you joined them?
I was a butcher. I did butchering for 2 years. I liked it, but to me, standing in a shop all day on your feet doing nothing just didn't really seem nothing. I just couldn't be bothered. I'd rather be out doing stuff, moving about, doing more motivated stuff, so decided to join the army.
I only ever went as far as my junior cert in school, and I hope to go on and do my leaving cert, and that is my plan, and maybe go on to do physiotherapy. It'd be something I'd like to do, or into PT structuring or something like that. That'd be something I'd like to do anyway, most definitely.
How old are you now?
21. I'm 21 now. As I said, born and raised in Tallamore, so it's kind of strange being up in Dublin, away from family and stuff. So, but it's okay, like, you know, I've been away a couple of times, like, especially with the FC, you get to go away in a couple of weeks, but this is going to be a longer time period.
What are you expecting?
What am I expecting? I'm expecting little to no mental time to get anything done. Probably a lot of push-ups, a lot of sit-ups, a lot of physical training. A lot of shouting, just hell.
Feels a sense of urgency. Hurry the fuck up!
My only fear is not passing. But to me, I know I am gonna pass. So no, I've got no fear at all. I just want to do everything right. It's hard. I know no one does everything right, but I want to add, because see, I feel like when you do something wrong, you feel like you're letting the rest, because there's another 40 lads, like you feel like you're letting them all down. So that's the hardest thing, trying not to do anything wrong. So, but everyone makes mistakes.
Do you know how to tie your laces? Get a new one! You have 1 minute to get down and play the PT again.
It's definitely different. Not used to taking orders and having certain times to get up at and certain things to do, like cleaning and all. I wouldn't be that used to cleaning, making me bed every morning and all. Me mad usually do that, you know?
And now?
I'm slowly adjusting. Slowly adjusting.
Come on, get up. Wake up.
Okay, what happened at 6 o'clock in the morning? You're early, start.
I was up at
8. Where, yeah?
I was up last night.
Right, get up, come on.
12, 1, 8.
Get up. Kane, come on, get up. You're taller than the valley, eh? Now get up, waking up. Get out of bed. Blacken. What is that?
I don't know, Colin, but we'll get a ride from. We'll have it cleaned up before we go there.
Bracken, that is fucking disgrace, Bracken. Why is that floor on Madden's bed?
Hold on, Colin. Normally have that cleared up before we go on for breakfast, Colin.
No, Bracken. That should not be there.
Scotland.
It's not normally done before breakfast, Bracken. It's not there, full stop.
It's Scotland.
Do you understand that?
It's Scotland.
This room better be up to fucking inspection standards.
It's Scotland.
For 0730 hours. Do you understand that?
It's
Scotland. Is that secure?
No problem.
Is that the key to the room?
It's
Scotland. Secure it.
It's Scotland.
My name is Lieutenant Fergus Griffin and I am the platoon commander of the 75th Recruit Platoon who are training in B Company in the 5th Battalion up in Gormanston. Yeah, when you initially see people, particularly when you see a group, if you saw any group of 40 people gathered together, everyone wearing different types of civilian attire, you know, with different haircuts, some shaven, some not shaven, and if you were to look at them as a group, you would say, you know, you have kind of got a mix and match. But then the transformation is, well, it's not instantaneous, but you can see a huge change in between day one and day two. They're all wearing uniforms now and they're beginning to look like a platoon of soldiers. So you get the feeling that on the first day, yeah, there's a lot of work to be done there, but, I mean, appearances can be deceptive, you know. I mean, it'll just take time to see how good the troops are, what their willingness to work is like.
To me, like the marching, I can do the marching, I can do the cleaning, anything like that. There, it's just when it comes to the Irish, I find that very, very hard. Like me living in England for 10 years, I didn't hear a word of Irish until 2 weeks ago, when I joined the army. So it is very, very hard. But at the same boat as well, with the corporals, they understand that it's hard, and they do help. When I ask for help, they do help me out. So they're making it easier for me as I go along. So, but hopefully I'll pick it up along the way, and eventually I will know it.
Anybody any questions?
No.
If we have everything done and everything is perfect, I don't think it'll ever be perfect, but if we do have everything perfect, then we would probably be granted a weekend leave or maybe a day pass, something along those lines. But I think it's probably going to take a while before we will get up to that standard where they'll actually let us get out.
Next man. Name and weapon number.
Recruit Lappin, Sergeant, 860318.
Rebecca.
Sergeant, there's a letter as well. That's my old gun. The nozzle,
A4 paper. Next man!
You're a cardinal or something.
I am, man.
Say nothing, lads.
Don't record anything he says because he's leaving. Like, he don't like to leave.
He'll
just get the rest of us. In the
are you?
Yes, I am.
How come?
I'm wrecked. Treat looks live, isn't Alex.
Are you how come you're thinking of it anyway?
Wreck, man, you know what I mean? Taking orders, you know. Not into it, man.
Yeah. I'm sure that's.
The feature looks short, man, you know what I mean? Ew.
I thought that was what the army was all about, though, taking orders.
Oh, fair enough, taking orders, but like, you know what I mean?
Give us
a break, you know what I mean? I iron all my clothes, polish my boots, especially cold, come down and pray. Ah, you didn't do anything! I mean, what the fuck? Get the hell out of here. Didn't do anything. I was up there for like 3 hours wearing my clothes and all, polishing my boots. You didn't do anything. Get out of here.
What did I say yesterday? The only time I'll ever run to that mushroom would be for all of us fucking yesterday. And then today we all got sent to
it. I ran to it twice.
I ran to it 3 times. And then I had to run up and down the football pitch as well.
I ran to it twice and then you have to chase me down and make me do the press ups on the way back.
They keep bringing it up. The tempo keeps moving up and up. Like, you know, with you know, the harder training and stuff. And it's in most of us, like, you know, we're able to do it. Like, you know, there's a big improvement since we first started. You know, like if you taught us we could run 10 kilometers a couple of weeks back, we would have laughed at you. But we can now. You know, it's got to that we have that kind of strength in us to do that kind of thing. And it's amazing how. You would have went into the army thinking that you couldn't run around the corner to the local shop, but it's unbelievable now how far you could run and your stamina and your abilities to do things, you know, as we were told at the start, you know, we'll overcome things that we thought we'd never be able to do, and that has been it, you know.
Hello, what's the firing point message, over?
What do you think people's perception of our army?
I don't think they have a lot of respect for it, and I don't know why. It's because I think there's a big lack of information on what the Irish Army does. I think they see it as a small, insignificant. You know, the whole big picture of what's going on in the world. You know, with the British Army and the Americans on, they see Ireland as peacekeeping. You know what I mean? But we are some of the best trained soldiers in the world, and there's no doubt about that. I mean, the Americans, I think, get 6 weeks, you know, basic training, as far as I know, and, you know, giving a rifle off you go, see you later.
Okay, NCOs, does everyone have their ammunition?
Oh, yes, sir.
Okay, listen up, everywhere, troops. This is an application practice from 200 metres. Detail, 5 rounds. Line position low.
Detail 5 rounds. Line position low. Hopefully they think that we're well disciplined. You know, it's a good army to be in. You know, something to be proud of. Something that if the country needs us, that we are looked upon and not frowned upon. That's my perception. Hopefully that they understand that it's a tough career to have, but it's also an enjoyable one.
Hurry up! Grab your runners. Get downstairs. Go. Keep going. That's it. Make sure you close the door.
Yeah.
Recruit Tom, get your seatbelt, get your helmet. Get down to the room with all the weapons. Move! Get it done! Move! Move! Hurry up! Get the finger out! Civilian t-shirts, blue tracksuit top, white socks, runners. Get downstairs on parade. People for retesting TUETs that are going to be practicing. CFO, helmet, rifle, get down to the room with all the rifles in it. Get a fucking move on. Hurry up! Hurry up! Move! Hurry up! Get that hat off your head, Morgan. Hurry up! Hurry up! Crew Beach,
Hurry up. Why have you no clean socks, Lee?
They're all used, Corbett.
They're all used?
Yes, Corbett.
Are the washing machines broken downstairs?
No, Corbett.
No. Have you washing powder?
No, Corbett.
Has somebody in this section got washing powder?
Yes, Corbett.
That you could have borrowed?
Yes, Corbett.
Why didn't you get some? All your kit that's dirty will be washed for tomorrow morning, do you understand?
Yes,
get down a parade now, you know. Get down a parade! Get down a parade!
Not as bad as everybody makes it out to be, like, I'm shouting at you because if you do shout it, they're making, like, try to do things right, but after all that, they come, like, down and like, talk like man to man, basically. That's not that bad. I'm glad to be away from home.
Hmm?
I'm glad to be away from the house.
How come?
I just... I was doing nothing at home and anyway, so... Being bored, so like this will give me something to do. Like, so I'm glad to be out here.
How's it feel to get out at the weekend?
Ah, it's fucking deadly. We're not out this all an illusion. Shut you, don't be fucking saying your name.
Ram out,
fucking ram. It's good
to go
out the weekend.
Ah, it is, yeah. No, man. Especially with the Glen coming up. Can't wait. It's funny.
Especially for a recruit list, I guess to say his husband now.
Yeah. This guy lover. Oh, he's looking forward to next week then?
Ah, yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I've been trying for, isn't it? Oh, man. It's a good thing.
Oh, hit the bus. Straight to the Bills.
Where's Walsh?
Yeah.
Paddy,
come
on. Walsh, good eye. Come on, where are they? Yeah, here, go on.
Good. How's things to you?
Not too well.
How come you left?
Is that recording, is it?
Yeah.
I just got a pain in the arse, like, you know. I just got fed up with doing it, and that's all. I decided, like, just get out there, and my feet were in bits with blisters and all as well, like, you know what I mean? And, like, getting up at fucking 6:30 in the morning, and then flipping our beds and all, like, not my cup of tea, like, at all, so that's the main reason I left.
What was it? But should we sit down? Sit down there, it's probably easiest. Yeah, so what was it in particular that you didn't really like about it?
They don't treat you the best, like, you know what I mean? They treat you like shite in there, like, but like they do for your own good and all, in fairness, like, to get you fit and all, but like there's no need for, like, if there's like a tiny bit of dirt on the ground that you can't even get up, like, they'll go mad and start like wrecking your room and all, like, pulling out all your locker and all for, like, ridiculous things, so that's not my cup of tea, man, you know what I mean? I don't take abuse off people, so, like, it's not my cup of tea. If I was giving anyone advice, but if they were going in, I'd just say, don't go in with, like, an ego or anything, don't go in, like, thinking you're mad or anything, because they'll just snap that out of you fairly quick, they'll torch you, like, so just... Don't go in thinking you're mad now.
Was there good? Did you get to know a few lads in there?
I did, yeah. Well, that was one of the good parts, like, you know what I mean? All the lads in my section and all were sound, like. So, like, that was a good part, like. I still keep in touch with a couple of them, like, so. I don't know. What's the crack up lapping? Is he gone, is he? Yeah? Did you get in contact with him at all now? No? Couldn't get an ordinary number off the fucking army from him or anything, no? He was alright. I think he was fucking... His head was wrecked or something in there, and he went to the fucking hospital, and I don't know what the crack is. That's like, I didn't think it'd be as, like, as much taking orders and that, you know what I mean? Like, I probably just thought I could go in and do what I wanted, like, and you can't, like. So, fuck it. Basically.
When you came out, what did you do? Did you look for a job, or did you go back to, what did you do before?
I was doing security up in the airport and that. That couldn't be arsed, man. Taking a break for a while, man, you know what I mean? Be 21st to 19, you know, I was fucking out in town there last night, you know, but like, I just drink, man. That's about it.
But you still think going back?
I might in a couple of years, like, we might, like, we see what happens. Like, I would like to do it, like, but fucking, like, you have to have the fucking patience and all to stick with it, don't you? Like, the willpower to keep going. I don't fucking, I just don't want to do it, like.
So, what has happened? You're down a few.
There's kind of an inevitable consequence of recruit training. I mean, people come into the army, they really don't know what to expect. And it's a shock to everyone, but for some people, the notions they may have had coming in might be slightly different to what the way the army works out might be slightly different to what they expected. And also, guys come in here and they have other choices awaiting them outside, like we've lost a few to college places and things like that. So they're kind of in half minds as to whether they really want the army. And you just can't do that. You have to be 100% sure that you want it to actually be able to carry out the training.
They have to work like a team. Is there any room for individuality?
No, definitely not. Mayfairners have no place, you know, and they're not light. Like, if you see people coming into the army and they're all for themselves, and they don't. A lot of people like that just don't last. They just can't handle it, you know. And it's not accepted. People just doing things for themselves. They have to be able to help their buddy at all times, and that's what it's all about. Buddy pairs and helping your buddy and teamwork.
Who told you to be down on parade at 25?
Who was down at 25 then? 25 then.
Corbel. Take 5 minutes away, though, Corbel. Corbel, Henry. S said we had to be down for.
You didn't really shave properly, did you?
Tried, Corbel.
Who's your buddy?
Fit Williams, Corbel.
Williams, fall out. Come here to me. Stand there. Lift up your neck. Just go like that, yeah. See you under there.
Yes, Corporal.
Turn to your left. See under there?
Yes, Corporal.
And that. Wipe your chin. No, under it. Two seconds upstairs, get it done. Fall back in. He might as well fall in there.
Corporal.
Williams, fall in there.
My permission to see the medical quick.
Wanna go sick?
No, Corporal.
Do you need to get medics to have it?
My elbow, Corporal.
What's wrong with it?
It's sore, Corporal.
It's sore?
For a couple of weeks now.
Who's looking at
it? It's not from the burn, Corporal.
So you're telling me you want to go sick?
No, Corporal, I just need some painkillers for my elbow.
Oh yeah, you want some painkillers.
Right, going down to him. You have five minutes, you understand?
Darcy! I don't pay Darcy's.
What was life like as a crew? What is it like? Do you remember?
It's tough. It's hard being away from your family. Like, overseas, I don't think it's hard because you have a few weeks leave and you get home and you can ring home every night. Whereas in recruit training, you're on the go more or less 24/7, and it's very hard. And it all culminates down the glen then, which knocks the stuffing out of you more or less and shows you a different side of the world.
Kilkagan, Corporal. Crew Gifford.
Corporal.
Crew Hannigan.
Corporal.
Crew Harris.
We've lost, I think, about 10 of them. I'm not sure now. I'm not totally sure on that figure. But the way we looked at it was they weren't weak or they weren't... We didn't look at them in a bad way. We just said, look, lads, it's not for you. And I wish you the best of luck of whatever you do in the future. And some of them are coming back because some of them feel that they were too young or... It wasn't for them. Like, and we were told the first day we came in here, this job might be for you lads, and if you walk out the gate, don't feel down in yourselves. It's just not for everyone. And I wouldn't really say sad to see some of them leave, because some of them had left it very early on before we really got to know them. But some lads was kind of a bit like, my old section was kind of a bit sad to see two people leave, you know, because we thought the section was great with them. Then the section kind of died down after they left. But again, like, there's nothing really you can do. If they want to leave, it's down to them. It's their choice. The army isn't for them, as we all look upon it. But yeah, it can be tough sometimes when, like, you have a good buddy who just, like, says, it's not for me, I have to go and leave then.
I'd have no doubt in my mind that if you asked one of them, or you would probably wouldn't even need to ask one of them for help or backup, they'd definitely just do it straight away. I'd do it for anyone, and I'd hopefully expect the same thing to be done for me. I think everyone feels like that. If you ask anyone else, they'd probably say the exact same.
Camaraderie with the lads,
huh?
It's good camaraderie with the lads.
Not really. Some of them I don't really get along with, but some others I do get along with. The ones I don't really get along with, I just kind of keep me back away and I just stay away.
Do you remember the first time we went in there, all of us? There wasn't no 27 of us going into the pub with all these army bags. We had no clue what was going on. Took over the pub, so we did. Oh, it was hilarious.
They served little Murphy before they served me. The size of him, he's tiny, and they served him before they served me.
Had to get secure. We had to get a bouncer in just to look after our bags in the corner.
The Glen of Imaal is in a lovely part of County Wicklow, which is remembered fondly by all members of the Defence Forces, serving and retired. It's a mountainous region within the Wicklow Mountains, and it's the Army's, I suppose you would call it, its main training area, its main training base. So it's going to be tough for them, and this is kind of, you know, they've constantly heard from the NCOs and myself, you know, come the Glen, you will need to know this. This is important for when you'll be in the Glen. You know, this is what the summit of their 2-star course will be, this 10-day exercise on the ground. Yeah, I would expect it to challenge them in every way, mentally, physically, psychologically. You know, basically, it is. I would expect, after the 10 days in the ground, I would expect most of them will come off and say that was probably the toughest thing that they've ever done.
Like, two lads last night were thinking of leaving just because they were so cold. Like, tonight isn't too bad, but last night was pretty cold. And they were just so cold that they wanted to leave. But they're okay now. I don't know, sometimes just times when you think, oh shit, what am I, hell am I doing here? But then you just go, nah, this is what I want to do. It's not bad. Sometimes when you're just cold and hungry and tired, you just don't want to be here. Like, it's just natural. No one will want to be here and like that.
The sleeping area is quite uncomfortable, but when you're out and about so long, or pushing yourself all the time, you just don't really care, really. You're just, if you get a chance to go to sleep, you go to sleep. That's it. You don't complain, really. Of the proper team. If there's an in-depth decision, we will take it. We'll move indeed two teams of two. But
who's that, Murphy?
What?
Is that Murphy?
Not.
Who's that?
That's Murphy. Liam Murphy.
You, Murphy, me and Lister. You go first, we follow. We can just cover and up.
He's moving two teams of two.
The day before we came out here to do this, the ground phase, when we were still in the Billets in Camuni camp, two people dropped out. They just, I don't know what they expected this to be, but maybe it was just too much of a shock for them. I'm not sure, but they're gone now. One guy, the first day, he got a pretty serious injury on his ankle and he was out for a couple of days, but he's back now. But yeah, it was just a bit hard to take in yesterday because it was all brought on so fast and nobody had a clue what to expect.
It takes a lot of willpower to stay with it, you know. You need to know what you want, and I mean, like I said, it's not easy out here. So if you don't want it, you're not going to stay with it, you know, you're going to leave. So it shows a lot of yourself as well, you know, sticking by it and enjoying the experience rather than loathing it, you know. Thursday. As far as I know, Thursday we're just heading back, and we were cleaning up the camp place first. time you go back home on Friday. Enjoy the weekend. Get ready for the pass now. Hope that'll keep morale away anyway. When you get home, yeah, two sugars. Get it done in 2 minutes rather than spending 20 minutes boiling the water.
I was just about 4 weeks into training and I started getting pain in my toe, so I went down to the medic. I had to drop out of a few runs, so I went down to the medic and he was telling me, right, you have an ingrown toenail, you're going to have to go for an operation. So basically I was just thinking to myself, right, that's alright, I'll get an operation done in about a week. But I went to the hospital, missed my appointment day because they never sent out a letter, and when they did send out the letter, I already missed my appointment, so the letter was late. So they went for another appointment, and they told me it'd be on the 24th of November when my next appointment was. So I've been on LD from then up till now, and painkillers all the time, and just causing me toe, you know. So that's really not a good experience in the army. I don't really mind getting back to town. It's just getting back to town away from all the lads, you know, because I've made good friends here and I'm going to have to leave them all, you know. But I don't mind getting back to town because I know what's going on in the next town. I know what I'm doing, and just to keep my head down and stuff like that, you know.
What'll happen to you? What do you mean by back to town?
I'll just basically do my whole recruit training again from scratch. That's it.
You really still want it.
Yeah, definitely. I'm not going to let this get me down, you know. Let's continue on.
Excellent.
Glad to say you're right.
Pardon? Yeah, God, yeah. It's weird because it seems to have flown in now, but looking over it, like, it's just culmination of everything, so everyone should be proud, shouldn't they, Hawkins?
It was a long 16 weeks, but looking back on it now, though, glad I did it. Like, best thing ever, that's brilliant. Glad, but a nightmare already getting everything ready after making a mess of it out there practicing already, so everyone's nervous. What?
Nerves. This is nerves. Nerves, that is numb. Pretty everything spotless. Families out there, you know, have to look our best.
Put on now. That's what they just said.
Yeah, it's. Didn't think I was going to be nervous. That'd be grand because we practiced it so many times, but it's starting to kick in now, you know. Things are just starting to time and all that, you know. You're under pressure, get everything ready and to be fucking able to do it properly. Hopefully we won't wreck it now when we go out there. We'll do it properly. We should be able to do it. We have been trained.
Is it worth it to get here?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, you see where it was all worth it now. You feel you've accomplished something, so you're proud to stand out there, you know. You've actually done something to fucking achieve it, and to actually stand out there and say, fucking, I done something to be here, you know. So, you know what I mean? It feels good. It does feel good. Everyone saw?
Hunt! Hunt! You're up right! Hunt!
Oh, Jesus.
Hunt! Hunt!
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices?
And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.